At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Introduction to case studies in Vedic astrology for career analysis. Hi there, and welcome to my channel. In this series, I explore fascinating aspects of career analysis in Vedic astrology. Whether you're seeking clarity about your professional path or curious about how astrology influences career choices, you're in the right place. Here, I'll guide you through two dominant methods for analyzing career, the Panchanga system and the D10 chart. For these case studies, I'll focus on how your ascendant, its nakshatra, the lord of the first house, and the placement of planets in various angular positions shape your career trajectory. These techniques are tried and tested in Vedic astrology and offer profound insights into both the kind of work you're naturally inclined toward and the timing of key professional opportunities. How this helps you. When you analyze your chart using the Panchanga and D10 chart, you're essentially uncovering the blueprint of your career potential. I encourage you to pull out your own birth chart as we discuss this. It's always more engaging and insightful to follow along with your chart. If you're unsure of your chart details or want a deeper dive into how these aspects apply to your life, I'd be happy to help. Feel free to reach out for a personalized consultation. Together, we can analyze your chart to uncover your true potential and strategies for success. Career analysis. Through the Panchanga system, the Panchanga, Tithi, Vara, Nakshatra, Yoga, and Karana offers a holistic framework for understanding your personality and how it aligns with your career. For example, your Tithi, lunar day, test reveals emotional inclinations and interpersonal dynamics that play a role in your professional life. The weekday, Vara, Lord, shows your innate strengths and the planetary influence over your professional energy. Your Nakshatra, especially the one where your moon is placed, sheds light on your aptitude, creativity, and resilience in work. For example, if your moon is in Pushya Nakshatra, you may excel in nurturing and administrative roles that require organization and responsibility. The power of the D10 chart in career. The D10 chart, also called the Dasamsa, is a divisional chart specifically focused on your profession and public life. It refines the career indications from your main chart, D1, and highlights your D10 ascendant and its ruler, which define your approach to work and professional mindset. The 10th house and its lord in D10, which directly signify your career, leadership potential, and societal contributions. The placement of planets in angular houses 1, 4, 7, 10, which adds strength and opportunities to your career. For example, if Mars is well placed in the 10th house of your D10 chart, it may indicate success in roles that require courage, strategy, and action, such as entrepreneurship, engineering, or the armed forces. Planetary yogas and angles in career success. In both the D1 and D10 charts, the planetary angles and yogas play a decisive role in shaping your career path. For instance, Raj yogas, formed by planets in Kendra 1, 4, 7, 10, or Trikona 1, 5, 9 houses, can elevate your professional standing and bring recognition. The 10th Lord's placement in a favorable house, especially with benefic aspects, signals a strong and stable career. Pay special attention to Saturn and the Sun. Saturn's position shows persistence and long-term growth, while the Sun represents leadership and authority. How you can apply this knowledge? By studying the Panchanga elements and D10 chart in your case, you can uncover not just the type of work you'll thrive in, but also the timing of breakthroughs and challenges in your career. I highly recommend checking your birth chart for your D10 ascendant and its nakshatra, and for the 10th Lord's position in both your D1 and D10 charts. Planetary placements in angular positions for a clearer picture of your professional strengths. If this feels overwhelming or you'd like to go deeper, I'm here to guide you. Get in touch for a personalized career analysis and we'll uncover the secrets of your professional destiny together. Stay tuned as we dive deeper into these topics with real-life examples and case studies to make these concepts come alive.
Panchanga analysis for Charlton Heston. Vara, day, Thursday, significance. Thursday is ruled by Jupiter, symbolizing wisdom, morality, and leadership. Manifestation in Heston's life. Jupiterian qualities like wisdom and a strong moral compass are evident in his iconic roles, Ben-Hur, the Ten Commandments, which required him to portray leadership, faith, and a philosophical mindset. His advocacy for civil rights, and later the Second Amendment, further demonstrates his adherence to principles and leadership in societal causes. Jupiter's expansive influence is reflected in his longstanding success and respect in Hollywood and beyond. Tithi, Krishna Navami. Significance. Krishna Navami natives are strongly connected to tradition and family values. They often uphold rituals and may have an emotional sensitivity that makes them avoid conflicts, yet they struggle to claim what is rightfully theirs. Manifestation in Heston's life. Heston's dedication to tradition is evident in his work on films with timeless, epic themes, resonating with cultural and historical significance. His personal and professional life reflects sensitivity and a deep connection to values as he stood up for civil rights early in his career, a challenging and potentially conflicting stance in Hollywood at the time. Life lesson. Learning to stand up for oneself matches his late life advocacy for causes where he had to assert his voice amidst public criticism. Significance. Gara Karana natives are broad-minded, disciplined, and wise. They often take on significant responsibilities and thrive in roles that require decision-making and structure. Manifestation in Heston's life. Heston's career demonstrates a disciplined and organized approach, as seen in his preparedness and commanding screen presence in demanding roles. His leadership roles, including serving as president of the Screen Actors Guild and chairman of the American Film Institute, align with the qualities of taking on large-scale responsibilities. Yoga, Shiva. Significance. Shiva yoga emphasizes calm, spiritual inclination, and dedication to work without attachment to material success. Manifestation in Heston's life. Heston's choices often lean toward projects with deeper meaning rather than commercial appeal, reflecting the detachment from material outcomes characteristic of Shiva yoga. His inner peace and spiritual approach to life can be seen in the dignified way he handled public scrutiny and aging, continuing to work with grace until his retirement. How these Panchanga traits played out in his career. 1. Epic roles. Heston's portrayal of leaders and spiritual figures aligns with the philosophical depth and discipline of Thursday, Krishna Navami, and Shiva yoga influences. 2. Moral advocacy. His commitment to social causes and standing firm in his beliefs reflect Jupiter's influence and the courage required to uphold values tied to Krishna Navami. 3. Leadership. His career off-screen, where he took on leadership roles in unions and public organizations, exemplifies Gara Karana's traits of responsibility and wisdom. By synthesizing these Panchanga elements, Heston's life reflects a combination of wisdom, discipline, and moral leadership driven by values more significant than material success. Career and life path analysis for Charlton Heston with D10 chart. 0 to 3 degrees, Indra. Leadership qualities and authority. The moon's placement in the Indra energy signifies natural leadership and the ability to inspire. This is evident in Charlton Heston's career, where he often portrayed commanding and authoritative characters. His leadership extended beyond acting to roles in activism and as president of the Screen Actors Guild. Strategic foresight. His choice of roles in grand historical films demonstrated a keen understanding of how to build a lasting legacy. Mercury, 9 to 12 degrees, Asura. Competitive spirit and ambition. Mercury's position in Asura reflects a strong drive to succeed and an ability to innovate. Heston's diverse roles across genres embody this energy. Disruption of traditional methods. He brought a modern appeal to grand, classical characters, redefining the expectations for lead actors in epics. Mars and Saturn, 15 to 18 degrees, Vayu. Dynamic adaptability and intelligence. The synergy of Mars and Saturn in Vayu highlights versatility and resilience. His career spanned decades, maintaining relevance despite evolving cinematic trends. Calm under pressure. His discipline and ability to navigate controversies reflect the stabilizing influence of this placement. Ascendant, 18 to 21 degrees. Financial astuteness and resource management. The Kubera energy of the Ascendant suggests an exceptional understanding of financial and career growth. Heston's long-lasting success and leadership in artistic unions highlight these traits. Entrepreneurial flair. His involvement in union governance and advocacy for artists underscores his strategic abilities. Jupiter, 21 to 24 degrees. Ishana, philosophical depth and mentorship. Jupiter in Ishana signifies a reflective and transformative approach to life and career. Heston's involvement in social causes and portrayal of morally profound characters embodies this energy. Emotional intelligence. His ability to deeply connect with audiences is a hallmark of this placement. Hashhadra Sun, 24 to 27 degrees. Intellectual capability and innovation. The Sun in Brahma represents creativity and intellectual depth. Heston's iconic roles were characterized by originality and a commanding presence. Creative vision. His influence on the artistic direction of his projects reflects the innovative spirit associated with Brahma. Venus, 2730 degrees, Ananta. Stability and legacy. Venus in Ananta indicates long-lasting success and the creation of enduring impressions. Heston's career, spanning over 50 years, left a legacy of performances admired worldwide. Revolutionary thinking. His later life advocacy for significant causes reflects the transformative energy of this placement. Nakshatra aspects. D10 ascendant in Shravana Nakshatra. Focus on fame and legacy. Shravana is ruled by the moon and symbolizes listening, learning, and spreading knowledge. This nakshatra emphasizes a desire to be remembered and leave behind a lasting legacy. Heston's career in epic, narrative-driven roles aligns with Shravana's energy, as his work often focused on timeless stories and values. Communication and perception. Shravana also emphasizes eloquence and the ability to influence others. This nakshatra gifted Heston with an innate ability to connect with his audience, making him a compelling figure in both film and public life. D10, Ascendant Lord Saturn in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, conjunct Rahu. Visionary and revolutionary thinking. Shatabhisha, ruled by Rahu, represents a mystical and transformative energy. Saturn's placement here underscores a commitment to bringing structure to visionary ideas. In Heston's career, this is reflected in his roles in socially and morally transformative narratives, as well as his outspoken stances on cultural and political issues. Conjunction with Rahu. Rahu's presence amplifies the innovative and unconventional aspects of Shatabhisha. This conjunction suggests Heston's ability to challenge norms and explore new horizons, both in the roles he chose and his public activism. It also points to his persistent drive to explore deeper meanings in his career choices and personal ideologies. Healing and humanitarian focus. Shatabhisha is associated with healing and a focus on societal improvement. Heston's involvement in civil rights movements and advocacy for freedom aligns with this nakshatra's energy of bringing transformative change to the collective. Overall synthesis with nakshatras. Charlton Heston's D10 ascendant in Shravana highlights his focus on creating a lasting legacy through storytelling and public connection. Saturn's placement in Shatabhisha, conjunct Rahu, adds a transformative and revolutionary edge, enabling him to challenge societal norms while maintaining a disciplined, structured approach. Together, these nakshatras contribute to a career marked by leadership, innovation, and a profound connection to timeless values and societal transformation.